This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today we'll discover why some highly qualified people fail God's test of leadership as we study Nehemiah chapters 3 and 4. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
As I was doing my study for this section of Scripture, I was sitting aboard a 747 that was preparing to take off for Seoul, Korea. Out of the window, I could see mechanics making last-minute inspections. The officers in the cockpit were going through their checklist. The stewards and stewardesses were helping everyone get settled. The baggage handlers were getting our suitcases on board, and the people in the tower were busy preparing our takeoff clearance. It was a huge, unified effort. And that's what we see in Nehemiah chapters 3 and 4. It took many hands, each man doing his own part, to build the wall of Jerusalem. The united effort of all the people accomplished something that no one person could do alone. But remember, it took the vision and motivation of leaders throughout the project to stir up the people and help them jump into the job with enthusiasm. But let me point out a very revealing contrast. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 1 says that the high priest and his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate. Imagine that. Holy priests doing common labor. They didn't hold back or complain that they shouldn't have to do gates and walls. They pitched in with everybody else. But verse 5 mentions a section of the wall repaired by the men of Tekoa, whose nobles, quote, would not put their shoulders to the work under their supervisors. They would have nothing to do with such a menial task. They considered it below them. Not long ago, my wife and I were having dinner with a longtime friend of ours and two young men with him. After we had finished the main course and were preparing for dessert, one of the young men excused himself from the table, went to the kitchen, and began to help with cleaning up. The other young man sat there and watched him and made no effort to get up and help. Now, he was a graduate of one of our service academies, and I think he felt that that sort of service was for other people. He was trained to lead, but he flunked the test of true leadership, that form of leadership that Jesus pictures for us, servant leadership. Jesus himself, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Not to be served, but to serve. Now, service takes many forms, some highly visible and some behind the scenes. But each type is essential for the work of God. Today, your service may be highly visible or behind the scenes, but whatever the case, don't hesitate to dive in and serve, no matter how menial the task. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, we'll consider a four-letter word that can destroy your life as we study Nehemiah chapters 5 through 7 on Daily Discipleship.